Well, joining me in the studio this morning, I'm glad to have the deputy head of the British Mission in South Sudan, Gil Lever. See, and also we have one of us here in the studio is one of the South Sudan 2022 and 2023 Chevening Scholars, Pony Rose. Good morning, Deputy Ambassador, Head of Mission. It's good to have you on the Mirror Breakfast Show this morning.
Good morning, Sebet. Thank you very much indeed for having us on this morning.
And Pony Rose, good morning and good to have you.
Good morning, Sebet William and all listeners of Mirror. I'm happy to be here.
Great. Now, we're talking about the Chevening Scholarship. Kindly tell us what this is all about.
Thank you very much, Sebet. So the Chevening Scholarship was established by the UK in 1983. It's funded by the UK government with universities and other partner organisations, and its aim is to develop global leaders. Mm-hmm. And it offers two types of award, a scholarship and a fellowship. So it's a unique opportunity for future leaders and influencers and people who want to be decision makers from all over the world to develop professionally and academically, and to have the opportunity to study at our first class universities in the UK, to network, to develop their contacts, and to experience UK culture and build some lasting links with our country.
Great. And what level of education are those scholars in for, and what do they cover?
Thank you very much. So it's a one-year master's degree that we're offering. So you would need to have completed your undergraduate studies with an equivalent of what we call a 2-1 in the UK. You also need a couple of years work experience before applying as well. But a one-year master's degree in any subject, you just need to make a good application for it. We are not restrictive. The only thing that we exclude is military studies.
Great. Now, why is the UK supporting this one-year master's program? Why is this important to you?
Well, as I said, we really want to develop global leaders. As the world continues to tackle major global issues such as climate change, international cooperation is more essential than ever. So what we really want to do is to build an international community of people who are committed together to work and drive positive change. We also want to contribute, you know, moreover, to South Sudan's development.
Yeah, talking about South Sudan so far, how many have been, you know, going and get this chance to get this particular scholarship? Do you have any figures?
Yep, so we've got seven people going this academic year, and we'll be giving 8 scholarships this coming year.
And with previous experiences, have you seen any change on these people going, getting their scholarship? Have they come out to be the change leader, the change makers, the leaders that you expected them to be?
There is nobody in government at the moment, but, you know, hopefully you have elections coming in a few years and we may see people in positions of influence.
Great. Yeah. Of course, leadership is not only in the government. There are a lot of NGOs and all that also that they're leading there. Now, Pony Rose, it's good to have you in the program. First of all, congratulations. You're one of the successful scholars for the 2022-2023. How do you feel about going to the UK for this?
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me here. But first and foremost, I would like to really send my greatest appreciation to Chevening and the UK government, of course, through the UK Embassy in South Sudan, for giving me this great or golden opportunity to go pursue my master's program in the UK. In addition, also appreciation from the additional colleagues, 5 colleagues or 7 upcoming that will be going with me. Talking about my feeling, I'm extremely, of course, so excited and can't wait to go for this program. It will not only increase my knowledge and skills, but also it will strengthen my leadership ability. Mm-hmm. And we do hope that coming back will bring a lot of that knowledge, the network that will help to contribute to the development of this country, as well as the humanitarian intervention that are happening in this country. So yeah, really, I'm so happy that I got this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity to anyone out there in the coming years. I'll call everyone who is who can be eligible for this to really embrace this great opportunity.
Great. Of course, you went through the application process and come out successful. How did you find the application process? And do you have any tips for others who will want to apply next time?
Yeah, I would say the process is really very transparent and opened to any mid-career or young aspiring leaders out there. As long as really you're eligible in terms of you have your undergraduate, you can really apply and go through this. But I also want to remind listeners out there that the process is robust. Therefore, you need to prepare very well. Actually, other people say this chevening scholarship, it's a two-year program. The first year is more of the preparation that you really need to prepare intensively towards it. And then the next year is, of course, going to the UK for the process. It's also good to note that this process does not regard things like age, your gender, sexual orientation or marriage status or other attributes are not really of importance to this scholarship, but what matters is really your credibility or if you are eligible in terms of your postgraduate and if you are able to give like or demonstrate that you can be a strong leader of tomorrow.
Great. And what are you going to study in the UK and where?
I don't know if I can give the highlights on the tips because
yeah,
that
yeah,
was
okay,
your second
okay. Yes,
part
sure,
of it.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Yes. So really what I would say about the tips, it's very important that you check the eligibility criteria. So I encourage people to always research very well. Go out. There's a lot of information on the website. So do enough research to see what courses you want to go and do, what universities in the UK, what are the requirements. And then one most important thing, of course, is the essays. We have four essays that are to be written. I call them the gateway to chevening scholarship. That has to be written really, really well. Of course, the four are around leadership, networking, studying in the UK, and career plans. So when you're preparing for this, you have to really comprehensive in your write-up and ensure that your information is rich, but also it's key that you take your time to write, reread what you have written. If possible, invite another person to give a second eye to it so that you can get feedback and ensure that your essays are really to point. There's limitation in terms of the wording, but ensure that you put comprehensive information there. Do not duplicate your work. Do not cheat. We encourage that you do the write-up yourself. And understand exactly what you're writing, and that will help you. The process is step by step, so we encourage that you follow the steps properly, carefully, and you provide all the information that is required, and ensure that if there are documents that are to be attached, you have attached all those documents. Some universities still require English language as a requirement. That has been waived off from my chevening scholarship, but some universities in the UK still require that, so make sure you check that very well. Ensure you choose your referees carefully. Both they require professional and also career referees, so make sure that is in place. Observe the timing, because yes, it has limited timing, so ensure that you apply or you send your application within the time. It will be useless to prepare for all the time and then you cut off, you are unable to really submit your application. So take care of the time. So those are the key tips really that I'd like to highlight.
Thank you. And yes, I asked you earlier, what are you going to study in the UK and where?
Yeah, thank you very much. Having worked in the humanitarian sector around logistics and procurement supply chain for over 8 years in this country, mm-hmm. of course, I've come across a number of challenges and gaps. And therefore, I feel it's a great opportunity to go and pursue my studies in the same line of procurement and supply chain. So I'm going to do my Master's of Science in Procurement and Supply Chain Management at Robert Gordon University in Scotland, which is part of the UK.
Indeed. Congratulations once again.
Thank
if you just join
much.
Us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, where the big conversation begins every morning. My name is Sabit William. And yes, this morning we are discussing, and my guests in the studio, we're looking at the Chevening's scholarship program that is... some of them, of course, are going, as we had earlier, and my guest, we have the deputy head of the British mission in South Sudan. Once again, Gil, just take us briefly on, let's say, the next opportunity for those listening to us now, and they want to, apply and get this opportunity. What should they look up to?
So thanks very much, Sebit William. And just to say, my name's Jill, as in
Jill.
Jack.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Jack Jill, as in Jack and Jill.
Okay, Jack and Jill. Okay, Jill. Yes, well.
Yeah, so just to get some other points across, so the applications for the Chevening scholarships are already open. They opened on the 2nd of August, and they close at 12 o'clock noon UK time on the 1st of November. So 12 o'clock noon in November in the UK will be 10 o'clock in the morning in South Sudan. And you can apply any time between those dates. And just as Pony said, do a thorough research before submitting your application. Don't leave it too late. Mm-hmm. Just to say, there are no there's no one type of scholar when it comes to Chevening. You can be in any mold. We don't have a fixed idea about what a Chevening scholar looks like. And just for the women out there, Pony, an excellent role model. We mm-hmm. really want to see more women apply.
Have there been more women applying over the years, or it's improving right now?
Unfortunately not. There seems to be, we're not sure why, but I'd be very keen to know why. Pony might have mm-hmm. some answers. I think it might be to do with the expectations of women in their families, mm-hmm. Making it less easy for them to apply for scholarships. Mm-hmm. But we really want to see more women. We really want to promote that. So any women out there who've got aspirations, please come forward. Please look mm-hmm. on our Facebook page or our Twitter. All the information is there, and also on www.chevening.org/apply. There's lots of information there.
Thank you. And yes, that's the time we have, but just before we go, I will take just less than 30 seconds final remarks. Let's begin with you, Pony. What would be your message out there when it comes to this particular scholarship?
Yeah, thank you very much. My message to the listeners is that this is a golden opportunity for us, especially for women. I know it's going back to the history. A lot of women have been left out, and most of them are not really educated if you take the statistics. But I would like to demonstrate that we can do it. We have this joke saying, if what men can do, women can do much better. Mm-hmm. So really, I encourage you to come up. Get people to support you if you really need us to support in terms of looking at your essays after write-up. We're happy to provide any support, and this is really a good opportunity. Let's embrace it, and let's be the life-changing leaders of tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Jill.
So first and foremost, Sebit, Chevening is about the UK investing in the people of South Sudan. So to anybody out there who wants to study in the UK, if you have energy, curiosity, compassion, and a clear vision for your future, and the ability to achieve your goals, then Chevening is something, please, you should look very seriously at.
Thank you. Thank you both for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.